This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 360 for Thursday, April 21st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday, setting fresh contract highs. Bullish chart signals accounted for much of the strength, with speculators adding to their large net long positions. Canola up 13 to over $17. The July contract up $13.40 at $1,158.20 per ton. New crop November up $16.90 at $1,065.60. A turn higher in Chicago soy oil provided additional support, with a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar also underpinning crush margins. However, canola is thought to be looking overpriced at current levels, with scale-up hedges likely tempering the gains. Statistics Canada releases its first survey-based acreage estimates for the upcoming growing season next week Tuesday. While strong prices should be encouraging an increase in seeded canola area from the 22.5 million acres planted in 2021, many market participants still anticipate a slight decline in area due to competition from other crops and rising input costs. In the U.S., soybeans ending higher while corn and wheat both lower. July soybeans up 2 cents at $17.19 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included just under 500,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 1.2 million tons of new crop sales. Most of that business was already known due to large daily flash sales. Updated supply-demand projections from the International Grain Council called for world soybean production in the upcoming year at 383 million tons. That'd be above the downwardly revised 340 million ton estimate for this year. Total world soybean ending stocks are forecast to build to 54 million tons, which would be about 10 million above the forecast for the current year. Corn. It saw some profit-taking after hitting fresh highs recently, the July contract dropping back below the $8 mark, 15 cents lower at $7.95 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 880,000 tons of old crop and an additional 390,000 tons of new crop were at the lower end of expectations. The IGC is calling for reductions in both global corn production and ending stocks in the new crop year, which was a bit supportive. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 16 cents in the July contract at $11.55 per bushel. Kansas City down 26 cents in July at $11.43 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 21 cents in July at $10.76.5. The IGC pegged world new crop wheat production at 780 million tons. That'd be down by only 1 million on the year. Wheat stocks are forecast to decline by 5 million to 277 million tons due to an expected increase in domestic usage. Uncertainty over the state of the U.S. wheat crop, with persistent dryness for winter wheat in the southern plains and ongoing precipitation slowing spring wheat planting in the north, provided some support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.